Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Warplanes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government have conducted a massive air raid on targets in rebel-held areas of Aleppo. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports dozens of airstrikes hit eastern Aleppo. Fresh round of bombing came just before today's meeting between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. It will be the first meeting between the two since Washington and Moscow cut off diplomatic talks over Syria earlier this month. German intelligence says a Syrian refugee arrested in Germany this week was plotting to bomb a Berlin airport in the name of the Islamic State. Jaber al-Bakr, a 22-year-old who had been granted asylum, arrived in Germany early last year. In an RTL interview, one of the three Syrian men who stopped the suspect said he and his friends felt duty-bound to detain al-Bakr and call the police after they identified him as a wanted man. The man, given the assumed name Mohammed A. to protect his identity, said he was angry to find out that someone would plan such an act, given that Germany had opened doors for Syrian refugees. A spokesman for the U.S.-led foreign military coalition in Afghanistan says it's worried about the number of casualties Afghan security forces have suffered in recent battles with the Taliban. More than 100 personnel of the Afghan National Defense and Security Force have died within the past 2 weeks while defending the southern city of Lashkar Gah. Dozens more were wounded, Taliban continuing to stage repeated attacks. This is VOA News. Three people have been arrested in the U.S. state of Kansas for allegedly planning an attack on a mosque and a housing complex. Reports say the suspects are members of a right-wing militia. If the three defendants are convicted, they face a maximum sentence of life in prison. The attack is believed to have targeted a Somali immigrant community. The area of Kansas has a meatpacking plant that employs a diverse immigrant population. Thailand is shrouded in mourning today, with the population wearing black out of respect for their beloved king, Bhumibol Adulyadet, who passed away Thursday. VOA's Steve Miller reports on the king's procession to the palace.
Thailand's crown prince and his sister led the procession, where thousands of people lined the streets paying their respects. A blue and white Mercedes van carried the king's casket, accompanied by monks, and taken to the temple located inside the Grand Palace complex. Thailand, a kingdom of 67 million people, plunged into grief when the monarch died Thursday from a variety of age-related illnesses. He was 88 years old and had been in poor health for several years, and the only king many in Thailand ever knew. The country began observing 1 year of mourning on Friday. Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.
And in U.S. politics, two more women have alleged that Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump made unwanted sexual advances toward them. Trump denied all the allegations at a campaign rally in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Right now, I am being viciously attacked with lies and smears. It's a phony deal. I have no idea who these women are. I have no idea. And I think you all know I have no idea because you understand me for a lot of years.
Democrat candidate Hillary Clinton had no campaign rallies planned for Friday, but President Obama campaigned on her behalf at a rally in Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes, she was sticking up for women. Yes, she was thinking about the lessons we're teaching the next generation. She was also talking on behalf of men who know we're better than this. Who don't want to teach our sons the kind of things that we've been hearing on television. You're not fit to be president of the United States.
One aggregate of voter polls indicates that Clinton leads Trump by 6 percentage points. That's nationally, with the election just about less than a month away. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.